السلام عليكم سيدي سفن تشيشي 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 سفن from place to place. He's bringing it over to his friend. And then he trips on the way, and he breaks it. So the din is, bein shel milchinam, whether he was involved in bringing over this barrel for free, bein shel milsocho, or he was doing this for payment, tmurat sachar, yishava, he has to take a shvu'e, that he wasn't poisheya, wasn't negligent, and then he's pater from having to pay. Rabbi Elazar Oimel, ze veze, both this and this, Shem Rechinam and Shem Mesachar, Yishava, they should both swear and become pater. I heard the same words from my Rebbe. V'tameya ani in yecholim ze veze li Yishava. But I'm tameya, כיצד הם נפטרים בשבועה שלא פשעו? I don't understand, says Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar, how they become potter by taking a shvua, they weren't poshea. עד כאן מדברי המשנה, and we read the Mishnah קיצורה עשו. עכשיו אנחנו נתקדם, לגמרא. והגמרא כתוב כך. תנו רבנן. Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. המעביר חבית מחברו ממקום למקום. Person is passing over a barrel to his friend from place to place. And then he trips up. ושברן he breaks it. בין שמחים בין שם מסוחר. Where is שמחים שם מסוחר? Yishava. He should take a שבועה that he wasn't poshea with his barrel. And with this, he becomes potter from having to pay. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Shomer chinam yishava. He takes a shvua that he wasn't poshea, and he becomes potter. Ach noisei socher yishalem. But somebody who receives payment for this has to pay. Rabbi Elazar Omer. I heard from my rabbeim zevze yishava, v'tamei mechom zevze yishava. I heard from my rabbeim, they both have to swear. Hashem echid v'Hashem esach. I don't know. Hashem esach. I don't know how it's done though. אז הגמרא עכשיו דנה בשלושת הדעות שבברייתא. תחילה המשנה הגמרא דנה בשיטתו של רבי מאיר. למאמרה, האם זאת אומרת, לסובר רב מאיר ניסקל אף פרישהו? Does רב מאיר hold that ניסקל, somebody who trips, is not a פרישה? Since רבי מאיר says, I'm a ריחוב, it's נשפה שלא פושע, and it becomes part from having to pay. So it's muchach that the etzem ha'itaklut, the very fact that he tripped up, is not a pshia. And he's even pater as a shem resachar. So it's muchach that not only is tripping not a pshia, but it's an oynes gamur. And that's how he's put there, even if he's just shayim mesachar, because he's considered honest. The kasha is v'atanya nishbara kadri. If someone, so in other words, again, Rav Meir holding this goal, it's lav poshea. So not only is he lav poshea mitzad, not only is he not a poshea, but he's an honest, and therefore he's even put there as shayim mesachar. If someone's barrel breaks in the Rishut HaRabim, v'lo pina et ha-shvarim, he didn't remove the broken pieces, or nafla gam loiv lo hamida, or if his camel fell, and he didn't stand it up, and they caused nezek, in other words, either the kad that he didn't remove that was broken, or the gamal that he didn't remove. So in both cases, they caused nezek, Rabbi Meir mechayev be'ezekan, וחכמים אומרים, פטור מדיני אדם, וחייב בדיני שמיים. ומאיר זה מחייב להזג, וחכם הם פטר מדיני אדם, ונה מחייב מדיני שמיים. Again, רבי מאיר מחייב את הבעלים בהזג כאן, רבי מאיר says, יחייב. And Chum say, Padre Medina, the Mitzvah of Medina Shemayim, Bezin can't force him to pay, but he has to get an honest from the Shemayim as long as if he doesn't pay. Okay, I'm London, but this go push here, Pligi. And Mekubal Biyadenu, the Rabbi Meir, and the Chachomim are arguing about this Shaila. Hachshavat Adam ha-nitkal ki-poshea. Shemdubar bofen shenishbar ha-kan, ve-nafal ha-gamal mechamat shenitkalu ba-aleihem. We're talking about a case where the kad broke, and the nafal and the gomel fell because the owner tripped up. Person shenasat hakad tripped, or the person who's leading the camel tripped, and then the camel also tripped. So the question is nitkal poshea? So Rabbi Meir holds no. Rabbi Meir holds yes. Nitkal is poshea, and therefore he's chayv in the nizakim that the kad and the gomel made. And Chum say no, he's honest. And if he's not chayev, and then he's zokim. Nimtza. What emerges from this? That according to the first brisa, Rabbi Meir holds nitkal is not a pusheya. And according to the second brisa, nitkal is a pusheya according to Rabbi Meir. So that's the shaila. Is nitkal a pusheya or is nitkal not a pusheya? According to Rabbi Meir. So Meir Tagmara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tvara, Tavra, Achen, Mukshot HaBraitot Zo Al Zo, V'i Efshar Liyashvan Zo Im Zo. That's one way of learning the Tavra. That it's Taka Kashi. Miloshon Shvira. A Kashi is a Shever, it's broken, yeah? And Memela, Misha Shanazu Lo Shanazu. Tana, Shilameta Braita Achat didn't teach the other Braita. In other words, two different Tanaim. One Tana held Rav Meir holds Niskal's Poshea, the other Tana holds that Lefi Shitas Rav Meir Niskal's Lav Poshea. Vasi Rav Yehuda Lameima, Rashab Mevelet HaGmara at Shtei Adiot HaAchirot Sheva Braita Rishona, Rav Yehuda and Rav Elazar, comes Rav Yehuda to say, Shoy Milchinam Yishova, but no, he says, Socher Yishalem, Shoy Milchinam Yishova, Shelo Pasha Lechoviz V'yipotel. Noisy Sochi Yishalim, Haki Dina Vaki Dina, Zeshon Melchinam Kafi Dino Shepatur Begneva Vavida. Zeh Kafi Dino Shechayav Begneva Vavida. According to Rabbi Yehuda, tripping is not a Pshia, and therefore Shemachinam Hanitkal is Potter, but it's also not a Noin is Gomel, and therefore it's like Gneva Vaveda, and therefore Shem Sochor is Chayav. And now Rebbe Lazar speaks, Vosa Rebbe Lazar, the Meimar, comes Rebbe Lazar and he says, In, Achem. Gemara, ki Rabbi Meir, המסורת שבידינו בעניין זה, כי אומנם כדברי רבי מאיר, שבין שומר חינם ובין שומר שכר שנתקלו, נשבעים ונפטרים, מיהו תמיה אני אם יכולים זה וזה להישבע. כלומר, לגבי שניהם, אני תמיה כיצד הם נפטרים בשבועה שלא פשו. זאת אומרת, רבי אלעזר אומר שהמסורת שבידינו is like Rabbi Meir, that they both swear and they're off the hook. But how can they both swear? So now the Gemara explains what's bothering Rabbi Elazar. Bishlema shomer chinam mishtaba. I get it, that shomer chinam takes a shvua v'loy pasha ba, and that's how he's potter. Hashem is saying, "My mishtaba." He lo pashanami shlume po. Even if he wasn't poshe, he still has to pay. Rabbi Yazel savur she'af imen hitaklut nechshevet kepshia. It's not a noin is gamur. It's like an even aveda. And therefore, the shomer sachar should have to pay. So what's pshat that he doesn't have to pay? עד כאן מדברי הסוגיה הנצרכים לענייננו. עכשיו אנחנו נסתכל ברש"י. רש"י, בדיבור המתחיל, נתקל לאו פושע. זה דיבור מתחיל בתחילת הגמרא, סופס דיבור המסר מגמורה. למימד רב מאיר סובר, ניסקול לאו פושע. רש"י מסביר, וכאמר ישבה שלא פשע פשיעה אחרת, דוודאי בציר מנתקע לא הווה. So ניסקול לאו פושע, ורצה זה ישבה שלא פשע פשיעה אחרת, כי אם תקס השבוע, that he wasn't poshe any other pshir. The nitkal, the tripping, is not a pshir. And he takes a shvua that he wasn't poshe a different pshir. That vaday b'tzir mi nitkal lo ave. Ve'od ha-patur, poter l'nosei sachar, al ma'onis chashiv lei. He was at least a niskal, but a niskal is not a posheya. And moreover, he patters a nosei sachar. So it must be that he even considers it onus, as we said before. Not only is it not a posheya, but according to Rav Meir, it's even an onus. So then the Gemara says, Hai kedine, Rashi says, Hai kedine, the vaday nitka lav posheahu, the nosei sachar yishalem. Dinami lo ave posheah, dine l'shalem. No, they each get according to their din. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that they each get according to their din. What's their din? Their din is very simple. Hashem Rechinam is Pater, because he's not a Poshaya, but Hashem Rechachar, even though he's not a Poshaya, still has to pay. Vahainu. That according to Rabbi Meir, we say, Niskala Poshay is Anus, and therefore he's Pater. All he has to do is take an oath that Shenitkal, and he's Beseder Gomer, he's Nenas, and he's Potter. Ule Rabbi Yehuda, Amrinan, no. Nitkol's Lav Poshe, but he's also not an Oynes. And therefore, Hashem Resachar can take an oath that he did not that he was not Poshea, and he could become Pater, but Hashem Resachem can't make Tekshet Shavua. Because even if he takes a Shavua, that he's not a Poshea, he's still Chayev. Because he's only Pater if he's Mamish and Onis. This isn't the case of an Onis. Rebbe Lazar, he holds like Rebbe Meir, that Sai Hashem Rechinam, Sai Hashem Tzorcha, they're Nishbav and Niftar. But his question is, how can that be? Because he holds Besvar like Rabbi Yehuda, that Nitkal's not a Poshea, but he's also not an honest. And therefore, he has a question, how can Hashem El Socher be Nishba v'nifta? Halo ein anus. V'shvua shalai pasha, ein apotalta v'pashut. So, a shvua that he wasn't that he wasn't poshea, doesn't let him off the hook. Doesn't patter him. Ad kan, midivrei ha-gemara kedosha, עם רש"י. עכשיו אנחנו רוצים לעיין בדברי התוספות. בדימור מתחיל וסבר. ואם תאמר, in the middle of Tosfos. V'im tomar, kinami sabar Rabbi Meir d'niska, lav poishehu elon hus, amai poter. Madu poter Rabbi Meir at ha-shomer shavir chavit, v'hi nishbera, shafilu musover, shenetkal eino nechshav leposhea, yesh techayev oto shomer betashlumim. Even if he's not a poshe, he's still chayev, because the Gemara in Bava Kama darshins from the pasuk of Petza Tachas Petza, that a person who's mazik be'oines is chayev b'tashlumin, just like he's chayev when he's mazik be'rotzim. So this shomer who breaks the barrel should be considered another mazik. So you're right, mitzvah b'shmira, he's anus, so he's beseder gomor. But what about mitzvah that mitzvah mazik? He was mazik. Another man mazik is chayiv even goinus. Onim tosfot zakushia. Onim tosfot. To read inside the lashon of place in the kasha. V'im tomar ki nami savar Rabbi Meir then itkal af posho el anus. אבל מהי פטור? מה יש לי בפטור? והאדם המזיק מרבינן מפצע תחת פצע לחייב על אונס כרצן. So אונס is like רצן, so what do we talk, what's going on over here? אז יש לתרץ, ויש לומר, ולאו בכל אונס חייב עוד המזיק, אלא באונס דקאין גניבה ועבדה, כגון רוח שאינה מצויה, דאמרינו בפרק שני דיבוב הקאמה, דנופר ברוח שאינה מצויה מן הגג, חייב נזק, ורוח שאינה מצויה, הווה כאין עבדה. And I'm reading some parak dalid v'hei. It's domeret that the Gemara is married, that other mazik is chayiv in boynes. It doesn't mean any oynes. It means an oynes which is like gneva v'aveda. For example, if it was mazik I did ruach sheinu mitzuyah, like it says in the Gemara Bavakama, that a person who falls from the gaga I did ruach sheinu mitzuyah and he was mazik, he's chayiv at the shloim mazik because ruach sheinu mitzuyah is considered like an aveda, like we see in Bavakama, that it says there in the brisa that Abbas the shomer that guarded the shore and the shore killed the person, the shore is killed and the shomer mar chayiv to be mishalim dmei ashor lebalav. Except for a shomer chinam was patrim l'shanim. Ask the Gemara, what's it talking about? If it's talking about where they guarded the shore, so they should all be patrim. If it's talking about they didn't guard the shore, why is a shomer chinam patrim? Answers the Gemara that we're talking about a case where they guarded the shore b'shmira p'chusa, and therefore a shomer chinam is patrim, because he already was mekayim mischiv shmira with a shmira p'chusa, and a shomer sachar and a shayel achayiv, since they have to be guarded, a shmira me'ula, a shmira p'chusa, המוזכרת שם בגמרא, הכוונה ששמר את השור ברפת, he guarded the shore in this place where they guard shores, I can't think of the word right now, שדלתותם, that the walls of this area stand before רוח מצויה, and don't stand before רוח שאין מצויה, אז מבואר ששמירה מפני רוח מצויה, In other words, the Shemer Chinam doesn't have to worry about the Ruach Sheinah Metzuyah, but a Shayel and a Shemer Sachar do have to worry about a Ruach Sheinah Metzuyah. For them, it's not considered honest. So you see that a Ruach Sheinah Metzuyah is like Geneva Vaveda. Geneva Vaveda, Shemer Chinam is Pater, but a Shemer Sachar is Chayiv, because he should have taken that into account. He should have been more careful. But a Shemer Chinam is Pater. But Oines Gomor Adam Mazik is Pater. Like it's mashman the Yerushalmi. So here Tosfos makes a chiluk between a partial ones and a full ones. If it's a partial ones, then in a chinami, a shomer sachar is going to be chayv in a partial ones. And a mazik is going to be chayv in a partial ones. Another mazik is chayv in a partial ones. But if it's a full ones, then he's pater. So is Mashman the Yerushalmi, Shim Haya Adam Yashen, somebody else comes to sleep next to him, they're mazik each other, the guy who went to sleep is Pater, because he's known as Gomor. And the second guy is Chayiv. You know the first one's an Adama Mazik, nevertheless he's Pater, since the Nezik was done, Boin is Gomor, because when he lay down to sleep, there was nobody there. זה דבר אחד. וכן יש להוכיח שאדם המזיק באונס פטור. There's another way. Again, we're proving that an אדם המזיק באונס is פטור if it's an אונס גם. From the Gemara in Bava Kama לגבי יתומים. Gemara בבבא קמא, קי"ב עמוד א', אז היתומים הניח להם אביהם פרה שהייתה שאולה לו, והיתומים סברו שהיא של אביהם, ושחטו את הפרה ואכלוה. So you have these Yisaimim, that their father left with them a parah that he borrowed, meaning he left for them, he died. And the Yisaimim thought that this parah was actually their dad's, and they shechted the parah, and they had it for dinner. So the din is that they have to pay the baal of parah Dmei Basar Bizmol, in other words, Dmei Han Asam, and that Dmei Kol HaParah Kedin Mazik. And the reason is, that the Yisomim were honest, because they thought that the paro belonged to their father. So it's muchach that Adam ha-mazik v'aynes is pater. U'ba'goy zel basra, tavchua v'chalua, misham ed mei basra b'zol, dekevin shlo hayalem, leida shishu la'in misham ed mashi ziku el mashi nen. Gevaldik, so you see again, nochamo, oynes gomor is pater. Noch od ochecha. U'b'reish ha-mei niyach, of zayin on the base, the people don't normally look in the drachim. And therefore, this guy's einus. So you see, Nachamo, that he broke this guy's kad, and he's honest. He doesn't have to pay. But explain why he doesn't have to pay. So in all these cases, you see that Adam Amazik Ba'ines is Pater. Also, it's Muchach from the Mice over there. Chayim Madnin in the Hatam. Hay Ba'al Chavit Rishoni. Mamad Ba'al Chavit. Patur Ba'al Korah. Ba'arbe Kiyotze Pe'elu. Adam Halach Im Chavit. Umeachorav Halach Adam Im Korah. Vehuzka HaChavit Ba'Korah. Ba'al HaKorah Chayav. V'im Ne'amad Ba'al Chavit. V'iziku Ba'al Korah. Hu Patur. So a guy is walking with a barrel, and then behind him a guy is walking with a beam, and then the barrel hits the beam, and the barrel is damaged by the beam owner is chayiv. But if the Baal HaChavit stood, and then the Baal HaKorah is mazik, he's probably because he's honest. He wasn't expecting that. So yesh la od harbe dugmaot ke'elu v'harbe kayotzeik b'ele, yesh harbe dugmaot ke'elu shemazik bo'ines u'patu. V'im toimar, mamshichim tosfot, v'rabi Yehuda, v'yamar netka lav anusu, u'mechayev shomer sachar, amai patur ma'avir v'chinam. V'lo adam ha-mazik. Az yesh lakshot achshav adat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda shesover, shomer sachar, v'al shomer sachar, that was ma'avir ha-chovis, v'nishbiro, that is chayev. So he holds that another man netka is not considered anus. So why then does he pater the Shomer Chinam? He's an Adam HaMazik Shaloi Boines. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Shomer Socher is Chayev. So you see, it's obviously not an Ones. So if it's not an Ones, then how does he pater the Shomer Chinam? Amai patur ma'avir b'chinam? Balo Adam HaMazik Onim Tosfot V'yesh lomar dinitkal Avel Rabbi Yehuda, Kenin Gineva, Davei Karov, Lonus Lachem Batur Adam Mazik, Lomichayev Adam Mazik, Alav Davar, Shuken Avada Vekarov Lipshi'a. Stomeret, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nitkal is like Gineva. But Gineva, even though it's not defined as Oinus, it's Kroival Oinus. And a person who's Mazik is only Chayev in a case that's like Gineva, that's like Aveda. Kaina Veda, which is Kroiva Lipshia. Geneva's Mugderet Keones, Tinet Kal. Havel Rabbi Yehuda Kain Geneva, Dabe Karov Laones. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Nitkal is like Geneva, which is close to Ones. And therefore, another Mamazik is Pater. And another Mamazik is only going to be Chayev if it's Kain Veda, which is Karov Lipshia. Moshe Mivuar B'Gemara Le'alan that Aveda is like Pshia, Geneva is like Ones, and since a Nitkal is like Geneva, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't be Mechayev Midin Adam HaMazik. He's going to be off the hook out Adam HaMazik, just out Shem Mesachar he has to pay. Uma Shematzanu. We have a Gemara. Shadam and Ophel Meagag, Gemara Zot Bubava Kamach of Zion and Bet, שאדם שנפל מהגג על ידי רוח שאינה מצויה, והיא זה גיסחייב, זאת רוח מצויה, רוח שאינה מצויה, it's a רוח שאינה מצויה, it's an uncommon wind, and רוח שאינה מצויה is like an aveda. What do we say aveda? As you said, aveda is karev lepshiya. And since it's karev lepshiya, it's chayev. So some ask from the Gemara Bava Kamma, the Gemara asks, this is Tzadi Tess on the base, Shagmara shoelet, על השיטה סוברת שטבח אומן, אומן שעשה את עבודתו חינם, וקלקל את הבהמה תוך כדי עבודתו שהוא פטור. So the Gemara asks, and the shita that holds, that if you have a butcher who's an expert, and he does his work for free, and he ruined the behemoth, toch kedei avodasoi, shu patur. Mi'abrayta shekatuv ba'ashiv nanatan behemo latabach kedei sheyishchata, v'manasta nevela, shu chayav v'pnei shu kanosei sachar, v'omer shomer sachar, v'midekat ha'gemara, shemedubar, shemedubar, v'uman, she'asata v'tor chinam, shekidush edino shel edino shel shomer sachar, achu atzmo eino shomer sachar, מוכשף אומן, שעשה את עבודתו בחינם, חייב. So first we have that if a guy messed up the shechita, he's pater. And then we have a braisa, that if he messed up the shechita, that he's chayev. Why is he chayev? Because he's like a nice sachar. He's like a shomer sachar. The Gemara there says, and Tzadi Tess on the base, that Uvda Hava, there was a certain naisa with an expert shochet who was menabil the behema and was brought in front of Rabbi Yochanan beknesset the Maon, beknesset the place called Maon. Ve'amar le Rabbi Yochanan said to the shochet, "Zil aisi raya de mamchas tanagolim, to bring me raya to your mumcha the shechitas tanagolim, and I'll patter you." And on that we asked the kasha that if somebody brings a behema la tabach the niblan is chayiv. We just said, Pater. Rabbi Yochanan says, Pater, I'm Rabbi Rechana. And Rabbi Yochanan paskins Pater. And then we have a brisa that Chayav. V'nibla Chayav, Neshu Knesset Sachar. So that's the Gemara. So the man, the Pater, Tavach, Omrim Tosfot. The man, the Pater, Tavach, Omrim, Shkilkalecha, David, Bechina, Mibraisa, Dekatani. So the one who patters, not Rabbi Rechana, who exempts a tabach oman, a professional shaykhet, who ruined the animal. Where he worked for free, he patters him. And the Gemara asks in this man, the Omar, from someone who brings a behemoth tabach benibla chayv mishinoyasi sachar. From one who brings a behemoth to a shaykhet and made an avela, the shaykhet is chayiv, because he's like a shaymer sachar. That's the Gemara. So now the Gemara wants to understand pshat in the Gemara. What was the logic of the questioner who cited the Braisa, which said that the Tavach Uman is like a Shomer Sachar, and he is Chayev, Mepneishu Kinoisei Sachar, that's what it says. Mepneishu Kinoisei Sachar, it's like he's taking payment, even though he does it for free. And therefore that's the Stira, because we're saying if he's like a Noisei Sachar, even though he's doing it for free, he's Chayev. So too, in Rabbi Yochanan's case, when he does it for free, he should be chayiv. But what's the svar of the makshin who says he's kenosei sachar? If the makshin assumed that the tabach is considered, that the shochet is considered a poisheya, I might tell us a kenosei sachar. What does the sachar have to do with anything? Should have just said it's that he's a poisheya. That should be enough. And if the makshin assumed that a tabach who was menabil, that's like an Avan of Aveda. And even though he's not Chayev as a Shomer Sachar, he's not being paid. But nevertheless, he's Chayev, Afal Pichin. Chayev K'din Adam Amazik. He's still Chayev. Even though he's an Adam Amazik. And that's why he's Chayev. Because it's like an Avan Aveda. And therefore, he's Chayev Al Tzadam Amazik. Because it isn't
Because there is some level of guilt. If he's a poshea, you don't have to come out to Noisei Sochar. And if it's like an Eben Aveda, and even though he's doing it for free, he's still chayav kedina de mamazik. Imkein mamitaretz eimam b'pneishu Noisei Sochar. If this is so, that the sheichet is like an Eben Aveda, so what's the answer?
What is the Gemara's Teretz? Gemara's Teretz, Eima Mibnei, Shu Noisei Sachar.
Let's say that it's talking about a case where he is a Shomer Sachar. Because Gemara answers, no contradiction. That was the Gemara's Teretz. Gemara's Teretz is that there's no contradiction. Between the two cases, because in the case where he's pater because he's shomer chinam. In the case where he's chayav, he's chayav because he's a noisei socho.
Zot omeret, but if the Maksha holds that this kilkul is like an Eben Aveda, and nevertheless the omen is chayev, since Adam HaMazik is chayev on events that are like an Eben Aveda, so then what's the teretz of the Gemara? The gears in the Brisa is that he's chayev al tznoisei sachar, as we're talking about somebody who's being paid.
If he's a Noisei Sochar, then the issue is that he's an if he's an Adam HaMazik, the issue isn't that he's a Noisei Sochar.
The issue is that he's an Adam HaMazik. Yusavar HaMakshah Shekulkul Zeh Yesh Lechayev Alav Kedin Adam HaMazik. Im Ken Kal Tzich Liyot Adin Af Kshe Oseh Adav Adotov Lechinam. The whole word is an Adam HaMazik. Then it's not because he's a Noisei Sochar. It's because he's an Adam HaMazik. And therefore, the avod that therefore is chayiv even if it's, he does it bechina. Vim gorsim b'bray, and if the gwirs and the brays is mipnei shu nesei sochar, why when he does his avod bechina, is he going to be pater? Namak shu osei at avodoto bechina,
vi doim legnei b'avod b'lo sachar, nami lechayiv kidin adam amazik. If it's like an Eben Aveda, without Sachar, he should also be Chayav Adam HaMazik. We don't have to come on to Nosei Sachar, even if he does it for free. If it's similar to an Eben Aveda, the Shochet should be Chayav without receiving payment. Because that's the ruling of Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is Chayav. V'ya metaretz medamela alon is gamur. What is the Taretzin assuming? Does he agree that the with the Makshin that it, that a Tavich Shinib is like an Eben Aveda, or is it an Onus Gamur? If it's like an Eben Aveda, then he should be Chayav in both cases. If it's Onus Gamur, he should be Pater in both cases. If it's an Ein is Gamur. If it's like an Eben Aveda, then they should both be Chayev. If because he's Chayev outside the Mamazik. It is an Onus. So you should be Chayev even for free. Lo Sechar Nami L'Chayev Kidin on the Mamazik. So we can certainly say that an adam amazik is chayev for damages which are similar to aved. In other words, if it's karev the pshia, he's pater. He's chayev. And if it's karev, and if it's kein aveda, if it's karev karev la'oines, then he's pater. Elvade amamazik chayev v'kein geneva v'aveda, u'pater v'kein aveda, u'pater v'kein geneva. Adam amazik is chayev if it's similar to aveda, and he's pater if it's similar to geneva. Another amazik is chayev if it's karev l'pshia, and another amazik is pater if it's karev la'oines. Vavei medami lehamakshe kilkul shchita du oimon l'kein aveda. And the makshe was medame. The makshe compared the kilkul shchita of the oimon when the oimon messed up the shchita. He said it should be like an aveda, so it should be chayiv even if he's bechinam.
Now is the kasha. The kasha is it should be chayiv even if it's bechinam.
Why? Because it's kein aveda. It's his negligence. Umishani. And what's the teretz of the Gemara? The bnei shu noisei sachar. That what? He's only chayv because he's a shomer sachar, he was paid. But if the shechita was for free, like in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, the shechita is pater. Because it's like geneva, which is karv loines. And an adam amazik is only chayv in kein aveda, which is like pshia. And why is he chayv if he's paid? He's chayv al tshomer. He's chayv midin shomer sachar. So shomer sachar is chayv b'kein geneva. But shomer chinam is pater. Meshanei b'nishin nois is sachar, but b'chinam pater v'gav b'kein geneva. It's like geneva, it's karv loines. So karv loines is pater al t'odem amazik. He's just chayv al tshomer sachar. And that's the teretz of the Gemara. The teretz of the Gemara is, no. He was being paid, he's chayev al tzad. In the kasha, we thought that he should be chayev. It's like aveda. It's karv l'pshia. And therefore he should be chayev al tzad ha-mamazik. And the teretz is, he's b'chal not chayev al tzad ha-mamazik. Because it's karv l'aynes, and therefore what is he chayev for? He's chayev al shomer sachar. That, according to Tosfos, is the mahalach of the Gemara. And what comes out from Tosfos is that an oines gamur, and even karav linus gamur, is pater. However, the Ramban famously takes issue with Tosfos. Ramban writes, "Umatzatzi b'taisus b'avakame, shemeforshim oisem mishum adam amazik. Imkein lama patur ledivrei omer anusu, lo adam mod lo oilam bein b'oines bein b'ratzoin." They may shivu she'eno chayv b'oinsim gedaylim. I found in b'avakama, Rav Zayin Amud Beis, in Tosfos, that it's because of Adam Amazik? And if so, why did they pater him? According to the one who said his anus, Valo Adam mu'ad le'olam, bein ba'onus bein b'ratzon, ve'meshivu she'en l'chai bein sim g'day le'em. And they answered, that he's not chayiv in big onsen. V'samchu otam in Yerushalmi, shamru b'yashen, u'bacha v'ro v'yashen, atzlo, hu amu'ad, v'yafshi lahamida, tahatam mishum de, shani poshea be'atzmo. V'chein ma she'amru, b'imei abal korah rishon, u'bal ha'chavit achron, v'kula matnitin, v'chein ma she'amru, l'fi she'en darkam shel b'nei adam l'tbonen b'drachim,
כולם כשהם אדם המזיק משום פשיעה דניזק, פטרו בהם, או שהם בור, כמו שאלה נתקל בו, ואין להאריך כאן.
Kamtis advarim that the Ramban says that according to Tosfos the issue here, quotes the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Chof Zayin, that the issue is Adam Amazik, that when a person is Hamineach Zakad Vishusaram Baruch Abnit Kabar Shvara Patu, and the Gemara says, so why is the Nitkal Patu for breaking it? Should have looked. And then the Gemara gives a Teretz, the second Teretz Shmuel Sim Baruch Feilashanu. He's patur because it's dark. And Tosfos is learning that even though he's an Adam Amazik, he's patur because he's anus. And not that a person is muad la'olam bein bo'inus bein b'ratzon. And that is when it's a complete anus. Now that is, hemishi v'shem chayav b'onusim gedolim. If it's an anus gadol, it's not chayav. So therefore in this case, where it's known as Gadol, he's not Chayav. And they were so mechit mene Yerushalmi that b'yashem u'bachaver v'yashem etzla hu amua, that a person goes to sleep. He's known as Gadol, he's not guilty. And then the Ramban writes, v'yev shira amida da'hasa mishum d'sheni pasha ba'atzmo. No. You know in that case in the Yerushalmi? In the Yerushalmi, it's because the other guy is the poshea. The guy who slept next to him is the poshea, and that's why the guy who went to sleep first is patur. And in the case of the barrels, so the guy who put the barrels out there was Poshea. But on his gomer Yerchayev. But he says, Hasim Yishum Desheni put Poshea Ba'atzmai. B'chein Masham Rabimi Abal Kol Rishon Abal Chovis Achron. B'kula Masnisim. If you have a Baal Koyra, knock me into a Baal Chovis. וכן מה שם ולפי שם בעת מילד ונספונים בתרוכים. כולם כשהם אדם המזיק משום פשיע דניזק פטרו בהם. No, it's not because the mazik is an einus gamur. It's because the nizik is guilty. It's פשיע דניזק. ועוד הביא אותה בחומן שקיל כל דפטרו בחינם. ועמה היה אדם מזיק הוא. And they also bring that... An expert sheikhik who is makalkel his pater when he does it for free. And they ask why? He's another mamazik. So Tosfos is a machalik, and Tosfos says, it must be that it's an einus gamur. So even though he's another mamazik, since it's an einus gamur, he's off the hook. And then the Ramban says, this is difficult. How do you understand Tosfos? The kid mechayev b'schar. But he's chayev if he gets paid. Alma kein gnev b'avedu. So you see, it's like an gnev and avedu, and therefore it's like an gnev and avedu. It's not known as gamur, it's not known as gadol. So Tosfos made a chilek between kein gnev and kein avedu. But the Ramban doesn't accept that chilek. And the Rabban says, you see that it's not an oinus gamur, and therefore he should be chayiv. So how can you say Tosfos that he's patur? So if Dovr came and says, Kil chacham and boinus nizakin, even menachas b'cheiko v'loyeko b'me'alam. So the end of the bottom line is that since chacham mentioned boinus of nezek, that a person has a stone on his lap and he never recognizes it, but v'kam chavav, and often megav roshin, and it falls from the god. An unlikely winner is Kira Sofa and Sinkul. He mentioned all the answers. Ruach Shana Mitzia Filikos Shel Yobi Mashma. If it's Ruach Shana Mitzia, it's even the Ruach, like in the time of Eliyahu, a crazy Ruach. And nevertheless, the person is Chayiv. Ve'en kan mokom laharich bov ze yoysa mida. There's not room to talk about this too much. As mevuar midvei Ramban, shish kan machloket, bin Ramban letosfot. If the Mavir is considered another Mamazik. According to Tosfos, he's not considered another Mamazik. Why? Because the Noin is Gamur.
And if it's not his fault, he's not another mamazik. And the Ramban holds no. Even if an owner is gomer, you're still another mamazik. And Tosfos holds that a person is chayiv if there's an onus, according to Rabbi Meir, if it's kain geneva v'aveda, like a roch shena mitzuya, that's according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos holds only kain aveda, which is karav le pshia, and according to the Ramban, he's mischayev b'chol mazik, even ka'oyser ruach shel Eliyahu. So v'men echleku. Again, according to Tosfos, the issue here is other mamazik. The issue is the Tosfos asks a kasha from other mamazik. It's not another mamazik; it's a mazik gamur. It's not another mamazik because the nine is gamur. And the Ramban holds ma piton, even if it's an onus gamur, he's still going to be chayiv atzonis. And the only time you're going to pater him, the only reason he's going to be pater is because the second the other guy was a poshea. Tosfos says he's taka a mazik, he just pater, and the Ramban says he's not a mazik. And they also argue what oinas a person is another mazik mischayven. According to Tosfos, we say he's only mischayv. And oinas can gneva aveda according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, and oinas can aveda. According to the Ramban, another mazik is chayv loyla. Even koisir ruch shaliyah. So what's the machlokas between them? And Tosfos brought all these rayas that if it's an onus gamur, you're pater, and the Ramban is doch all the rayas. And then we're going to explain it all. V'bezrat Hashem b'hemshech b'shiur ha'sheni anachnu b'li neder b'ezrat Hashem itparach neve'er et hadvarim b'tuv tam v'dat davar davur al ofanav b'ezrat Hashem al pi ha'sefer ha'yakar b'kesh shalom v'radfeihu. As Bezrat Hashem, keep posted, and hopefully we will be zeichet to show the mahalach in this sugya. Shalom, shalom.